a juicier turkey. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Just a week away from Thanksgiving, and for some, there is a lot of cooking to do. Chuck Denny tells us that UT Extension offers culinary cooking classes that can help make a better meal.
Wedged between Halloween and Christmas, Thanksgiving sometimes gets shortchanged as a holiday. But when it comes to food, is there anything better?
Oh, I love Thanksgiving too, and it is about the food and the family.
UT Extension agent Donna Calhoun from Polk County is our Thanksgiving chef today. One of the most common beefs about the bird is that it's too dry, but Donna is making a brine turkey.
Brine our turkey. We are first going to add our ice water.
2 gallons to be exact for this 15-pounder. Then toss in 2 cups of salt, 4 cups of brown sugar, and some rosemary and thyme. Let it marinate in the fridge for 6 to 8 hours, and then cook at 325 degrees for 3 hours. Calhoun advises to not overcook turkey to avoid dryness.
Use a food thermometer and only cook to 165 degrees in the thickest part of the thigh. It should take less time to cook the turkey, and it should be juicier.
This is part of UT Extension's class called Culinary Arts for Everyday Cooks, which also includes lessons in Mediterranean dishes, seafood surprises, and how to prepare quick meals.
The culinary arts classes are really for the beginner, or as I like to say, for the pro that would just like to renew their passion for cooking.
We may have lots of traditions regarding Thanksgiving, but there are no real rules. Cook what you like, and maybe even experiment a little this year. Give this holiday its due. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And you can check with your county extension office for dates and types of cuisine for these culinary cooking classes. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.